The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned in as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. We begin with the Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel National Police Academy under the Ministry of Home Affairs, Government of India, is seeking applications for the position of veterinary officer through deputation, including short-term contracts. Eligible candidates may include officers from central government, state government, union territory administrations, autonomous or statutory organizations, public sector undertakings, universities, or recognized research institutions. Detailed information regarding pay, qualification, and application procedures can be found on the Academy's official website at http://www.svpnpa.gov.in/vacancies. The Directorate of Logistics under the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC, is seeking applications from Indian nationals for Group B gazetted non-ministerial positions in the Marine Department. This recruitment is aimed at retired sailors from the Indian Navy and Coast Guard for deployment across India in customs patrol vessels, customs marine workshops, and headquarters. Available positions include engineer marine with 5 vacancies, engineer hull with 1 vacancy, and skipper with 3 vacancies. The pay scales are in the range of PB2 and level 7 revised. Interested candidates can find eligibility requirements, education qualifications, experience, and the application form on the CBIC websites, that is at www.cbic.gov.in, and also you could go on to www.dolcbec.gov.in. The last date for applying is 30 days from the date of the notification in Employment News. The National Technical Research Organization, NTRO, is seeking eligible candidates for the post of Scientist G at level 14, with 1 vacancy available. The method of recruitment for this position is through deputation or absorption, subject to increase or decrease in the number of vacancies. Interested candidates are encouraged to visit the NTRO website for detailed information regarding eligibility criteria and application procedures. Kindly go on to www.ntro.gov.in. The ICAR, Indian Agricultural Research Institute, is inviting applications for the position of young professionals too under the externally funded project title Enhancing Climate Resilience and Ensuring Food Security with Genome Editing Tools. This is a temporary post, unreserved, at Delhi. The selected candidate will receive an emolument of 42,000 rupees per month. Applicants must be at least 21 years old and not exceed 45 years of age, with relaxations for SC, ST, OBC and PWD categories as per government rules. The last date to apply is 21 days from the date of publication in Employment News. For terms and conditions and to apply, please refer to the detailed advertisement available on the official IARI website, that is https://iari.res.in. The Regional Centre for Biotechnology, RCB, an institution of national importance established by the Department of Biotechnology, Government of India, is inviting online applications for various administrative and technical positions. The available posts include registrar with a pay level 13 and technical assistant in pay level 6. There is 1 vacancy for each position categorized under unreserved and scheduled tribe respectively. Candidates interested in these opportunities are encouraged to visit the official RCB website for further details and application procedures. Kindly go on to www.rcb.res.in. The last date for submitting online applications is 15th December 2024. The University of Delhi is inviting online applications for the post of Assistant Professor in the Faculty of Technology under Academic Pay Level 10 as per the 7th Central CPC. Applications should be submitted within 2 weeks from the date of the advertisement publication in the Employment News. For further details, kindly go on to the university's website, that is www.du.ac.in, under the Advertisement Department section in Work with DU. The Central Electricity Regulatory Commission, CERC, a statutory body under an Act of Parliament, is seeking applications from eligible officers of central state governments, PSUs and autonomous bodies for multiple positions on deputation or short-term contract basis. The vacancies include roles such as Joint Chief Finance at Pay Level 13, Deputy Chief Legal, Integrated Financial Advisor, IFA, and several Assistant Chief positions across specializations like Engineering, Finance, Economics, Legal, MIS, and Regulatory Affairs, all in Pay Level 11. Additional roles include Bench Officer and Senior Accounts Officer in Pay Level 10, as well as Assistant Position in Pay Level 6. Eligible candidates should review the essential qualifications, experience requirements and application format on the CERC website. Applications must be submitted by 29th November 2024. Kindly visit the website, that is at www.cercind.gov.in. The Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, PHRD Division, invites applications for the position of Deputy Chairperson at Deen Dayal Port Authority with a pay scale of 1,80,000 to 3,20,000 rupees in the industrial DA pattern. The position is a prestigious opportunity under the Major Port Authorities Act 2021 and is open to eligible officers from All India Services, Central Services, Union Territory Administrations, and port officers with at least 13 years of service in Group A. Age limits apply, with the upper age limit as 58 years for professors and 50 years for assistant professors, along with permissible relaxations for reserved categories. Hard copies along with original certificates and enclosures must also be mailed to the ministry by 6th December 2024. For complete information on eligibility terms and application steps, kindly visit the Ministry's official website at www.shipmin.nic.in or at www.onlinevacancy.shipmin.nic.in. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject.